Hi, Chase. How are you? Doing well?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I mean, it's only Tuesday, but that's okay. We're getting closer to Friday, right? That's always
Wait,
a good
what day
thing.
Is it?
Tuesday. I know. I'm like, wow.
You know better than I do, I suppose.
Well, it's such a pleasure to meet you. My name is Nadine Medina. I'm one of the regional specialists. I handle the pricing and details for your area. And I know you've been talking here with Tara, who does an amazing job going over the basics. She tells me that this is a new business for you, right? 2 weeks?
That is correct, yep.
That must be exciting. How's it going so far?
Oh, it's a little exciting and mostly terrifying, but, you know.
Yeah, a little stressful maybe?
Yeah,
okay.
A little bit.
Okay. Well, it seems like you've probably always been in the industry, perhaps, and just recently
yes.
branched out
yes.
on your own. Okay. Could I
yep.
ask you, like, why now? Why the change?
The previous company that I was with, let's be honest, there was a lot of administration problems and lack of taking care of money.
Right.
So I couldn't really work for a company like that any longer. I was actually terminated by an employee that just started working with the company not even a month. And
no way.
Whenever I took my leave.
Wow. Yeah. Kind of sounds like it was time to branch out on your own. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah,
happened.
It was something that, you know, basically had to happen. I was not enjoying my life or being dishonest to anybody. And, you know, that's essentially what I had to do to keep my job. And my intent
yeah.
was in line with that. So
I was just going to say, it sounds like it didn't align with your integrity. I would feel the same way. You know what I mean? When you're having to do certain
yeah.
things and it just doesn't sit well with you. It's not it's not what your character is. And it's just sometimes it's like, you know, God gives us that little push, like it's time to go branch out on your own now.
I'm into that.
Okay. Yes. So a lot of experience in the industry. I see, I actually did a quick search for the company by name just because I wanted to see like what type of online presence was currently out there. I did come across some really good reviews, 5-star reviews. It looks like an Angie, used to be formerly known as Home Advisor. I saw a profile there.
Yep.
And then I did see a couple other ones. There's a Facebook page that I found.
Correct.
Okay, and it looks like you do have a website, if I'm not mistaken. I'm trying to open up the link.
I just set that up last night, actually.
You did that on your own? Good job.
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Good job. And then, and it looks great. I mean, considering I know it's not your specialty, right? you did
absolutely.
A great job.
I was kind of lost on the whole thing.
Were you? Oh. And then did you also, it looks like you also have Instagram too, correct?
That is correct, yep.
Okay. Now, is the Instagram and the Facebook linked together?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay, good. Because I always suggest when I see that someone has Facebook and Instagram to make sure that they're linked, only because it saves you an extra step. When you post on your Facebook, it'll go to your Instagram and vice versa. Okay.
Right.
The Angie's, is that fairly new as well, or did you start that a little bit earlier on?
No, it is pretty new. I think I signed up with them last week.
Oh, wow. Have they started sending you leads yet?
Yeah, they've sent me 2 so far.
Okay. How's been the quality of the lead?
So the first one, I had a pretty, you know, good conversation with her. You know, she's just kind of checking around for pricing as of right now.
Okay.
She's looking for her, son, who
okay.
is not quite ready to do the project yet, but I think I, you know, once they are ready, I think I've made my in there.
Good.
The second one I just called literally this morning and got a voicemail, so.
Okay. Now, I'm assuming you're doing their pay-per-lead program. It's usually what they offer.
They were talking about maybe doing like a monthly thing.
Okay.
I think that's what I'm enrolled in.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I've been talking to a couple of their clients. I know their programs have kind of changed up a little bit. I know that there's one, I think it's like if you pay $750 a month, you get an X amount of leads. So they just deduct from the budget whatever the lead cost is. So it's like you pay monthly, I guess, something like that. I don't know if that's what yours is kind of set up as. Okay.
Yep.
And you're insured?
I am actually looking into that.
Okay.
I have been looking into it this week, so.
Okay, perfect. So, basically, the package that I would offer you to get started with is our VIP package, because that package basically puts you in two spotlight positions that are on the first page of Google. So, you would be listed in the local map section on the first page, as well as at the top in the Google Ads. With the Google Ads, we could target within the 20 to 30 miles. Even we could choose specific zip codes if you wanted. Okay? So two spotlight positions on Google. We list you on Bing, which is another platform where searches are performed. We also include profiles on Yelp, Apple Maps, and we do Facebook advertising. I'm sure you're familiar with Facebook ads and how those work.
Yeah.
Okay. So with the Facebook ads, as soon as they perform that search on Google and then they go to your Facebook and they're looking at pictures or stories, that's when they get retargeted with your ad. We can actually retarget an audience by interest, income level, or by location. So as soon as they click on the ad, they call you directly. A lot of our clients have seen really great results. Now, we make sure that your website is attached where your business is listed so people can see the quality work that you do. They get to learn more about your company as well. And then we cover what we call the mobile platform so that whenever someone uses their iPhone, their Android, or their tablet to search for your services, they would also find you listed on that first page. Pretty much this package, it would cover all of your bases. Now, considering that you're a very new business, I'm gonna apply a new in business rate. It's basically gonna give you over a 50% savings. So it will completely waive the setup fee, which is gonna save you about $299 there. And it's gonna bring down your monthly cost to a fixed flat rate of $549 a month. Month to month. Chase, and that's with no contracts. So you are not going to be charged per call, per job, or per click. That is a fixed flat rate.
Okay.
Now, keep in mind, okay, someone that's looking for, let's say, a room addition, right? They're looking for a kitchen or a bathroom remodel. Whenever they type up any of these keywords or search terms, we call them, that pertain to the services that you offer, they will find you coming up on the first page immediately. And I say this because you can use multiple keywords just as long as they are the services that you provide, right? There could be a time where you're more focused on, let's say, roofing, right? Maybe you need some more roofing jobs. We can be very specific to the services that you're wanting to be found for, and you can change them at any time, okay? The beauty of our program is that this will also come with a customized tracking and reporting system, so you're not having to take our word for it that this program works. In fact, you'll be able to see what phone calls you're receiving, where they perform the location of the search. You could track how many times you came up in the search results or how many times they clicked on your ads. We want you to be able to track all of that. Now, if there's a time that, let's say, you want to add keywords or run a promotion or change any of your content, you can do so. You're going to have a team that's actually dedicated to your account, okay? So we assist you with all of it so that you could focus on your jobs. You would have an account manager, which is someone specifically that you're able to reach out to at any time. Of course, all of it does start with me. I'm what's considered the lead on the account. Okay. But, yeah, as I mentioned, I mean, it's a month-to-month program. There are no contracts. I will, however, ask you for a two-month verbal agreement. I'll ask you to stick it out 2 months. You pay monthly. You can cancel at any time. If you were to decide, let's say 6 months or whenever, right, you decided, you know what, I'm good. I no longer need to utilize this program. Then all we ask from you is that you contact us 3 business days before your next billing is due, so that way you do not incur the charge. And we simply part as friends. We don't take down your profiles, okay? Basically, the Google Business profile and the listings are yours. The only thing that would happen is that your Facebook ads and Google ads would no longer be visible because we're not managing them, right? So that would be the only thing that would happen. But any reviews that you gain on your Google Business profile, those reviews will stay, okay? So none of the content would disappear. So, I mean, I feel it's worth giving a shot. That way we can prove it to you, right?
I mean, it sounds great. It sounds amazing.
It's an excellent program, and I'm telling you, it's going to put you in front of the audience that is specifically looking for your services. Anyone that's on Google, I'm going to tell you. 90% of the searches will start and stop. So it's because they're in the need of a service. So typically, they're all going to start there. Now, I'm not saying that they don't go to Angie's, right, or any of these other directories, but typically, they're going to start on Google. So that's always our primary goal, is for you to come up as that top recommended option. Good thing about this, Chase, is although we don't do anything with Instagram, okay, and this is why I asked you if your Instagram and Facebook were linked, because we're running the Facebook ads, right? What that means for you, Chase, is even though we don't touch Instagram, as long as your pages are linked, when we're running those Facebook ads, they're going to show up on Instagram too. So that's okay. Why I encourage you, if they're not linked, that you link them. So that way they show up there too.
Right.
Okay. So yeah, I mean, and like I said, I mean, we're dedicated. We're here to assist you with all of it. We do all the work because we definitely want you to focus on your job. This will never overwhelm you, okay? This is to really generate what I call quality type of clients that you can actually be selective too on the ones that you do want to take, because you're not being charged for every call or job that you get. So that's also, you know,
right,
a really good factor about it too. So you want to give it a shot?
So a couple of questions. So what, like, is this like an app where I kind of like look to see like the parameters and everything like that, keep track of it that way? Or is this something I'm, you know, going to see in my Google account?
That's a great question. So through what we call it's our client dashboard, right? You're going to have a username and a password. You can log into it at any time of the day, and you'll be able to go in there and you can see all the keywords you're listed for. You can view the profiles that we created for you. You could also add pictures through that we would then add to your profile on Google, and where we promote you, right? You're going to be able to see the Google Analytics, okay? You can see who's clicked how many times on your Facebook ad. You could see the calls that you're receiving as well. You can see the messages that you're getting, okay? How many times they clicked on your website. You could see how many times you came up in the search results. And the reason that we do that is because we want you to be able to track everything. Even with Facebook, what's really cool about it is just you could even see the age group, right? The percentage of this age group that's clicking on that ad. So everything is trackable. Again, we don't want you just taking our word for it that, hey, it's working. Okay? You got to be able to track it, especially with the Google Analytics, and that's all conducted through the client dashboard. So again, you would have a username and password to be able to see all of that.
Okay.
what other questions did you have? Because I know you mentioned you had a few. So I want to address them, you know.
Yeah. So is this kind of, so what would be due today, I suppose?
So today, the initial investment would be the $549 to get it started. You and I are going to set up the account, you know, kind of go over some notes that I set up for my technician. That's like verifying the business name, because we want to make sure that we list you correctly and consistently across the board, okay? Then you have what we call client interview and onboarding. And I schedule it at a time that's convenient for you. Typically, I like to schedule it, if not the same day, based on your availability, no later than the following day, because the sooner we get you through it, Chase, the faster we're going to be moving too, okay? Client interview would take like about an hour, but basically in the client interview, they're going over the same information you and I went over, crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's, talking to you about your keywords, your areas of target. They go over way more in detail, okay? And then basically they'll send you, as well as I go over it with you too, a list of items that we need pictures of for your verification on Google, right? Because we got to get you Google verified, okay? So we'll ask you, like, hey, send us pictures of your work tools, your work equipment, your work vehicle, if you have business cards, if you got business registration, send us a photo of that. Now, those pictures, none of those will show up online, okay? This is just for our back office when we're getting you verified through Google. We like to be proactive. So we request these items just because if for whatever reason Google were to ask us for it, here, we already got it. We're not having to stop and now bug you while you're on a job and saying, hey, Chase, can you get this over to us? So we're very proactive. And we notify you as each step is being completed. So, like, we'll notify you once your Facebook ads and your Google ads are live, when you're in the directories. We notify you once you're on the first page of Google. We like to keep you in the loop of what we're doing, so this way you're aware of what's going on. Okay? And that's how it all works.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm willing to give this a shot for sure.
Okay. I did see an email for you on your Facebook page. I'm not sure if this is your email, though, and I would suggest an email that, because we correspond with you via text, email, and phone calls. And this is where we send your receipt. It's C. Kim, and then Kimball, K-I-M-B-L-E, Elite Edge Builders at gmail.com.
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. And I want to spell it out anyways just to make sure I have it right. So C-K-I-M-B-L-E-E-L-I-T-E-E-D-G-E-B-U-I-L-D-E-R-S at gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yep, that is correct.
Okay. I was like, it was a little bit of a tongue twister for me. I like all the E's, though.
Yeah, lots of E's.
Yes, sir. So let me do this. First one I'm sending you right now, it's going to be an email coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, and it's going to say the VIP package. And basically, that's going to give you the breakdown on what's allocated where. So one thing I want to tell you is you're paying a flat rate. You are not going to incur click fees, okay? We incur those click fees because you're paying the flat rate. So just an FYI, you're not going to have additional fees because someone clicked on your Google ad or anything like that, okay? So I just sent this first email over to you. I'm also going to send you a second one that's going to say Client Dashboard Analytics. And that one is just going to give you an overview of the reporting system, okay? So that way you're familiar with how the reports will look. And it's nothing too complicated, but I like to send it over anyways just so that way you have an idea. It's really a simple type of reporting system. I love it because it's easy to maneuver, right? You don't want anything all crazy and complicated. You want to be able to go in, hit the tabs where you got to go to. So there's also a review tool on there. So I would encourage you, once we have you, your profile visible, that you start getting reviews on your Google Business profile page. Okay, Chase, because it's the modern day word of mouth. All it's going to take is one person who doesn't know anything about your company, right? Reads a review from someone who has used your services. You're going to open up a whole new door to their family and friends who are going to know who you are just by reading your review. So like how you get them on Angie's, I encourage you to do that with your Google Business profile as well. Okay. So we have a review tool there where you can put their phone number or email and it'll automatically send them the review link, which is kind of cool. It's a quick and easy step for you. Okay. Did you get both emails? Are you able to see if you got them both?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, sorry about that. I'm in my truck.
It's okay. I won't keep you too long. I know you're working, but I want to make sure that we get everything down correctly. Okay. And then, Chase, what's your last name? It's just for the account purpose here with me.
K-I-M-B-L-E.
Okay. Now, this number, the 330-827-8362, is that the best number for us to contact you on?
Correct, yep.
Okay. And I'm assuming that you can also receive text messages on this phone number as well?
Yes.
Okay. Company name, Elite Edge Builders. That's how you want it to show, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. No LLC or anything like that after it?
Yeah, just Elite Edge Builders is fine.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, anyone who has an LLC, it's really your preference if you want to show or not. A lot of people don't even put it. I do see an address. It was actually showing on your Angie's, but... it's 100 Brookside Drive, apartment 5 in Dover, 44622. Is that...
That is correct.
Now, I'm assuming that's your home address, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't
okay.
have a building yet, but...
It's okay. You and a majority of businesses that are mobile, right, because no one comes to you to buy material, you go to them to do the work. So what we're going to do is we're going to hide this address. Okay, no one needs to know where you live at, but it is the address that we're going to use.
Wonderful.
Yeah, we're going to use this address with Google as what we call your home office, okay? So it's just so that way the red dot appears in that area, but the physical address will not show on Google. It has to be hidden, okay? So let me do that.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. And then I got the website link here, and then let's see. All right, Chase, we're going to start going over the billing, okay? And then before I process your payment, I will be walking you through a voice verification recording. I do want to send this to you first, and I'm going to ask you to please save our phone number in your contacts under our company name, Local Splash. So let me know when you get this text message right now, and I'll go over it with you. I just sent it. Okay, perfect. Now, this 877 number, I'm going to ask you to please save it in your phone under local. It's going to be two words, Local Splash. So this way, whenever our client support team calls you, they're going to call you from the 877 number. Whenever you need to get in contact with us, you're going to call the 877 number, and you'll just follow the prompts, right, to reach customer service. My extension is 623, and I'll send it to you just so that way you have it for your own records as well. But once you have your client interview, the team's going to take over, and you will have a specific account manager. So I'm going to also send you my contact info, too. So make sure you save the 877 number in your contacts, okay? So this way you never lose our phone number. Now, Chase, we're always here Monday through Friday. 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. We're on the West Coast. You're 3 hours ahead of me. So we are always here for you, okay? 10 to 7 your time. All right? And then just make sure that you also got my text as well with my number and extension. It'll be the same 877 number.
Okay.
All right.
Got
perfect.
Them all in there.
Awesome. Good job. All right. So before I take down your billing information, I'm going to walk you through the voice verification, okay? I prefer to do that. So before okay. I process the payment, as I'm walking you through the voice verification recording is what we call it. Now, the reason is because, as I mentioned earlier, I have you on a discounted pre-agreement, okay, for you. Basically, this is an added form of protection for you that we will send in writing with your invoice. So as I'm walking you through it, if there's anything you don't understand, okay, do me a favor and you stop me. All I need you to say is, hey, Nadine, what does that mean? And I'll rephrase it for you. I just want to make sure that you have a firm understanding before we even process the transaction. Does that sound good?
Sounds good.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Elite Edge Builder.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Chase Kimball, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
That is correct.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, calls will come from our customer service number. So that's the number that I asked you to save, the 877 number. And again, saving it under Local Splash in your contacts. Okay? Now, Chase, as a result of increased visibility, I want you to please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors, okay, that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to, again, phone calls, text messages, and emails from us, right?
That is correct.
Now, because of the third-party vendors that you might get calls from, I do want to provide a security question so this way you can always verify if it's us calling you, okay, and not another company. So the security question, you can choose between your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for the security question?
Mother's maiden name.
And what was your mom's maiden name?
Wyckoff, W-I-K-O-F-F.
Now, anytime we call you, you're going to ask, what's my security question? If someone hangs up on you, you know it wasn't us calling. If they refuse to give you the security question, you can disconnect the call on them, okay? And that's why we do it for that reason, to protect your account, all right? Now,
so it would
also,
be me asking that question?
Yeah. You would just say, like, say, for example, I call you, and I'm like, hi, Chase, it's Nadine with Local Splash. What's my security question? And I'm going to say, it's Wyckoff, your mom's maiden name. You're like, okay, it's Local Splash calling then. Okay? And we do that just because if someone were to try to say they were Local Splash, right? I'll give you an example. Someone's saying they're Local Splash and they're like, oh, hey, Chase, you need to pay $50 more because we need to do XYZ. Well, what's my security question? And if they refuse to either give you the security question, then you know it wasn't asked. And besides, we wouldn't even be calling you for more money. Okay. So you know that that's a number one red flag, not local splash. Okay. Now, I do want to give you an example though. So several of my clients get called by a company called Yelp. Okay. They basically offer advertising services for their specific directory listing. If you do receive these calls from Yelp and you're interested in trying it out, let me know. Okay, Chase, because we can offer you a discounted rate with Yelp. All right. So just an FYI. Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And just to kind of explain, we're not saying you can't do other marketing, right? We're just saying that before you do, just give us a heads up so we can make sure it's not a service that we're already including for you. We don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. Okay? So that's what that means. Now, as part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. Okay? This may include your business license or business registration. Okay? Proof of insurance, which I know you're working on that, so don't worry about it. Google guaranteed application does not apply to you. It could require any other items that are recommended for the Google business verification. And I'll go over that list with you, before we end the call. Okay. We kindly ask that these documents be submitted to us within the first 7 days. Okay. Failure to do so, getting us these necessary documentations or items that we need within the time frame may result in delays or suspension of your account. Okay. So we don't want to delay anything. We want everything to keep moving easy flow. Do you agree to submit these items within the 7 days?
Yeah.
Okay. Now your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is July 15th, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $549. Now, Chase, this is a two-month verbal agreement, okay? So your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 15th day of each month, and that's in the discounted amount of $549, okay? So this is a monthly recurring payment. So now you know August 15th of 2025 is when your second payment will come out of the $549, okay? You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, the number I asked you to save. That number, again, is 877-635-6225. You must speak with a live representative, okay? To prevent the charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due, and this way you don't incur the charge, okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So, Chase, the card that we're going to put on file, is that card in your name, the business name, or is it in both?
It's in both.
Okay, excuse me. I didn't mean to cough in your ear. I'm sorry. I've been fighting allergies all week. Okay, you said both. Is it just Chase Kimball on there, or is there like a middle initial?
There's a middle initial.
And the middle initial, please?
R.
Okay. And then you said, does it also have Elite Edge Builders on it? Like the whole name?
Yeah.
Okay. I know sometimes the cards cut them off. Or they abbreviate stuff, so let me fix that here. Okay, and same billing address as your home address?
Yeah.
Okay. And is this a Visa, excuse me, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a MasterCard.
Okay. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
It is 5347.
Okay.
4011.
Uh-huh.
2006.
Okay.
2873.
Expiration, month and year.
0630.
And the CVV code on the back?
880.
Okay. I'm going to repeat it back to you. That's 5347 4011 2006 2873. Correct?
Correct.
And that's June of 2030. And then CVV is 880. Okay. I'm going to be updating the package, and in a couple minutes, you're going to start seeing, you're going to receive the receipt. You want to save it for your tax purposes because it's a write-off. And you're going to start receiving a bunch of different emails and text messages, and we're going to be going over all of them. I probably only need like about maybe 7 more minutes, and then we'll be all done. In the meantime, I do want you to start thinking about your client interview. We're going to block out an hour. It could take 30 to 40 minutes, maybe a little bit longer. It really depends on how many questions or details you have. But I do want to schedule it at a time that is convenient for you. So how does your schedule look for today? If not today, what about tomorrow? Because, again, the sooner we get you through it, the faster we're moving. Okay?
Right. And thing is, I would be available today, but however, I am working on a job where I don't have much service at all.
That's okay.
I think tomorrow would probably work a little bit better.
Would it? Okay. Yeah. Whatever's going to work best for you. Now, I do have appointments as late as 6 o'clock your time, if that works better. What time do you prefer tomorrow? You said, right? Would work better for you.
Correct. I can do anywhere from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
Okay, 2 to 4 tomorrow. Let me look at my calendar here. Let's see. Now, if at any time, just so that you know, let's say you want us to do a new website for you. Let us know. There is no additional cost, okay? If you ever decide you want a different type of website, I'll make sure that that would be included for you if you ever decided, okay? Other than that, we're going to use your website. And then I love the fact that you already have a business logo because we want to make sure that that business logo is also attached to your profile, okay? So, did you create the logo yourself, too?
I did.
Well, you should pat yourself on the back. You've done a good job so far.
Well, thank you. I'm a
jack
of all trades. So,
well, there you go. You know,
I do photography on the side as well.
Do you really? No way. Like, do you
do
like art or say photography for weddings and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Or
yep.
That is amazing.
Why, do you want to fly me out to California?
Right? No kidding. You know what? I think you have to be, like, not everybody can take photos. I'm not one that can take pictures. The only reason why my pictures come out good is because of my iPhone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Other than that,
yep.
I see some people take pictures, and it's so funny. We always tease my husband, and we tell him, Anthony, when you're taking the picture, especially women, take it kind of angled down, not straight forward. And he always tells his sister,
yep.
Listen, if you're fat, you're fat, okay? I'm not going to do it at a different angle so you look skinnier. And I look at him, and I'm like, you should not be saying that. That is not very nice. But it's an inside joke they have with
themselves. I don't think you make it in the photography industry either.
No. Oh, absolutely not. No. Okay, so do you prefer 4 o'clock? Would that work for you tomorrow? I have an availability
for
4.
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
Okay. So tomorrow we're going to call you from an 877 number. We'll be calling you between 4 and 5 o'clock. I'm going to suggest that you answer all calls within that hour. If for some reason when we call you, Chase, let's say you're in the middle of a job and you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the call and say, hey, can you guys call me right back? And we will call you right back, okay? I will send you a reminder an hour before your interview. Now, if I'm not on a call or in a meeting, I'm actually going to be the one to introduce you to your technician. Otherwise, they will call you directly. They will not wait for me, okay? So just an FYI. Let me go here. Now, we're going to go over some notes, and then we'll go over some of the emails and text messages you received and timeline, and then we'll be all done, okay? Strictly residential and commercial, or do you have a preference?
As of right now, I'd like residential, more residential.
Okay. More residential. Okay.
But I'm open to commercial.
So you are open. Okay. No worries. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so let me see
here. I'm actually working on a hotel right now, so.
Oh, nice. Now, your services, let me see, I'm putting here. So, license, you have an LLC or registration by chance? It's not a requirement, I just ask.
What is that? What do you mean by that?
Like, have you ever registered the company with, like, your city or anything like that? Any business registration, business license?
An EIN number.
Yeah, okay. I'm just going to put that you have an EIN. Perfect. Yeah, it's not a requirement. I just always like to know, like, if you're licensed and insured. I know, I think in your state, you don't even need to be licensed, right, for general contractor?
Correct, yep.
Okay. Yep. Now, keywords. I noticed that you do remodel. What else? Roofing.
Siding, windows.
Uh-huh.
Major repairs.
Okay.
Decks. Yep.
Beautiful. Now, this is to give them an idea, right? But let's say during your client interview or at any time you want to add in more keywords, like, hey, I want some, you know, hardwood flooring jobs or what have you, let us know. Okay? And we'll just update it.
Okay.
It doesn't cost you more. Your hours of operation, are you a Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
I would say probably Monday through Friday.
Okay.
Just for right now because I got my son on the weekend, so.
Oh, okay. Are you like an 8 to 5 or what do you prefer?
I'd say, probably 8 to 5.
Okay. And then now I know you talked earlier with Tara 20 to 30 miles. Do you want to start it off with 30 miles?
Yeah, let's do 30 miles, yeah.
Okay. You could always scale it back if you need to, okay? Or you could always increase it if you wanted or choose certain areas. You can counties, cities, whatever. Phone calls, text messages, and emails, what's your preferred method of contact from us? When we're communicating with you, what do you prefer?
I would
phone
say
and text,
probably
all text three, message. Text
yeah,
message? Okay.
Phone and text, probably.
Phone and text, okay. And then, now, just so you know, what we do to prevent you from getting a bunch of spam calls, okay, we're going to put a tracking number that's going to be linked to your phone. It'll be a local tracking number in your area. Now, the tracking number is going to prevent you from getting a bunch of spam calls. If a spam call came in, you could block it. It's also a helpful tool for you to listen back to your call. Let's say you're on the way to go give someone an estimate, and you're like, oh, darn, I left the address at home, right? Go into your client dashboard, retrieve the phone call. You can listen back to it and grab the address that way, or you know what I mean? So it's a helpful tool when you start having someone answer your calls for you. You can train them also how to answer the call and what questions to ask. So just so that you know, we put the tracking number because putting your physical phone number is going to bring a lot of spam calls. Okay? Let me see here. You do not have a Google page yet. You don't have reviews. That doesn't pertain to you. You do have your Facebook page and your website. Okay, perfect. And then, what methods of payments do you typically take, Chase?
I take cash, check, and card.
Okay. Beautiful. Okay, now there's a couple of different messages and emails that you received. I need you to find the one that says initial invoice. Or if you want to read off emails and text messages, we sent it to both. You could also read them off, and I'll tell you which one to open. I know you've gotten a lot of them.
Initial invoice, you said?
Yes, initial invoice. And it'll start off by saying, "Dear, hello, Chase R. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below this email. Please note this will be a recurring charge based upon the terms identified below." And then it says, "Please click here to accept the subscription terms." Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay, click on where it says click here. Now, Chase, it's going to open up this page for you that's going to say Local Splash, Terms of Experience, and it'll say it at the very top of the page. Okay? Let me know when you're there. All right. Now, I need you to scroll towards the bottom, excuse me, where it says mobile phone and it has your phone number. Make sure it's your phone number in there.
Okay.
Okay. Now, on the first box below it, it says, "I agree to receive SMS messages sent to my phone." That's messages from our company, Local Splash. So you're going to click in the box so it does a little check mark. The next one says, "I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that all my information is complete and accurate." So you're going to click in that box because basically you're saying it's your name on the card that you provided.
Okay.
And then the other box says, "I acknowledge that payments are automatic and recurring on the 15th of every month, remember." Okay, so if you had to cancel or even pause it, make sure you call 3 business days before the 15th so that way you don't get charged. Okay, so click on that box. Now, you might have to turn your phone, what is that, horizontal or vertical? I can't remember. I always get those mixed up. Because you might not see the part fully where it says sign, the arrow. There's an arrow that says sign, and there's a box. You're going to click in the box. You're going to type your name as you see it there. There's no period after the R, so it's just Chase, space, R, space, Kimball. And then the date's already populated there. And then you'll click on confirm signature. Let me know once you do that because there should be a page opening up that's going to ask you to put a username and a password.
Yep, I'm there.
Beautiful. Okay. So now what we're going to do is I'm going to walk you through this because I want you to try it while we're on the phone. Okay, we did send it to you in the text message, the first one that had the phone number that I asked you to save earlier when we were on the call. So your username, okay, is going to be your phone number, no dashes, and no one before the area code. So just 330-827-8362. And then the password, let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Password is going to be all lowercase, one word. My, M-Y, Yahoo. Okay. And then you'll just log in. You're not going to see much there. It's probably going to tell you to connect, you know, to connect your profile. Don't worry about any of that because the technician's going to be working on all this and getting it set up. I suggest within 5 to 7 days for you to log in so you can start tracking things. Okay? Did it let you log in?
It looks like your subscription is not active.
Okay. Yeah. Cause the technician's still going to be working on it. So that's why I say give it about 5 to 7 days, but that's going to be your username and password. Okay. So you want to save that. All right. You could always update it to a password of your choice if you want it. Okay. Now there's another one that I need you to find that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification.
Okay.
Okay. So this one here says to get your Google business profile verified, Google needs, the below mentioned information to proceed further. Okay. So kindly help us with pictures of the details mentioned below. Now, some of these, Chase, you're not going to have, and that's okay. What you're going to do is send us the ones that you do have, okay? Tools and or work equipment. Work vehicle with the license plate showing, okay? Business license, business insurance, business registration, or even the paperwork that shows your EIN number, okay, is sufficient. Business cards, if you hand out business cards, send us a photo of that. If you do invoicing, send us a picture of that, but not with your client's information on it, okay? It would be a blank invoice. Workplaces, let's say, for example, you leave your tools, like, in a shed, right, in the corner. Take a picture of that, okay? On this list, send us what you can and what you don't have. Don't worry about it. None of these pictures from this particular list is going to show anywhere online. This is for our back office. Okay? The technician will go over it with you as well. Now, the last thing I want to go over with you, so tomorrow we'll be calling you, remember, from that 877 number. I'll send you the reminder an hour before. I'm going to do my best to be available for your client interview because I would love to do the introduction with the technician. Okay? It's one of my favorite parts. Starting from tomorrow, because they got to verify everything that you and I went over, within 5 to 7 days, you're listed in those directories, okay? You're going to also add us on as managers to your Facebook business page, just managers. So this way we can manage the Facebook ads. You still hold the ownership to your page, okay? Now, okay. 7 to 14 days, your Google ads on the first page and your Facebook ads are live. All of these things can start generating phone calls for you. What we always state in our terms and conditions that we sent to you in writing, getting you verified on Google, creating the profile, optimizing it to the first page and maintaining it there, Chase, I'm always going to give you the timeline of 45 to 60 days, even when I've seen it happen sooner, because I prefer to underpromise and overdeliver. Also be aware, we're going to be sending you notifications when your Facebook ads are live, your Google ads, when you're on the first page of Google in the local map, when you're listed in the directories. So we're going to be keeping you in the loop as these steps are being completed. If someone sends you a message, right, we're going to notify you. When someone leaves you a review, we're going to notify you. So we keep you in the loop of everything that's being done. Okay?
Okay.
I would like to be the first to welcome you to our local Splash family. I am so super excited for you. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to really help you grow your business. So I'm so happy that we were able to speak. Did you have any other questions for me before I let you get to work?
no, not as of right now.
Okay. Well, if anything, you know, you have my phone number too. You can call me if there's something you forgot or you wanted to add before your client interview. Otherwise, the client interview will be taking care of everything there as well. Okay? And we're here to assist you in every step of the way. All right? So then we will talk to you tomorrow. Unless if you have questions prior to that, give me a call. Okay, Chase?
All right. Thank you.
Have a wonderful day. You are so welcome. We'll talk tomorrow. Okay.
Yep. Have a wonderful day as well.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.